This is East Carolina defense coordinator Blake Harrell, and you listen to Sports Injector, the official unofficial podcast of the Pirates.
It is a first down. Pirates.
Welcome into the Pirate Football Playback. Unfortunately, there's not going to be anything that we can really play back, but we can talk about, I guess we can play back the disappointment of today. Earlier today, Pirates found out this morning they're not going to be playing in the Military Bowl, and with us to have the roundtable discussion tonight, we'll be taking your comments too, and we'll see if we can take some phone calls. We'll try that as well. Kyle from LaGrange Barber, how are you, dude?
You know, I was listening to the words of "My Heart Is Purple and Gold," and evidently we need to change the lyrics. We do back down immediately. As soon as the game is canceled, we call it a season. We don't wait around to see if there's an opening like in the Sun Bowl. My heart is purple and gold.
I was waiting for that song, the intro. I said, Kyle is going to, as soon as I knew it. What's up, Bubba Rosenbaum? How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, I guess, under the circumstances. On one hand, it's very real. And, you know, this morning, I guess, whatever time it was that Matt called me when I was approaching the Virginia State line, as soon as it wasn't out of the ordinary for Matt to call, but I just had a bad feeling as soon as the phone rang. And unfortunately, my fears were realized pretty quickly in that conversation. And within the next 2 or 3 minutes, my phone started blowing up, people asking me if I knew anything. And Pirates were left, you know, kind of at the altar, so to speak.
No doubt. And I'll tell you, somebody that's very passionate about the Pirates, rightfully so. A lot of people in Pirate Nation are beyond mad tonight. And that would be one Matt Semenza. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. What a roller coaster for the Pirate fan base today. I can only imagine what it was like for the coaches and the players, but I have a lot of feelings about this situation today. My immediate thought, and I'm sure we're going to break this down throughout the show, but my immediate thought when I saw the announcement was, I want to know, and I still want to know, how many of these supposed 40 BC players actually have COVID? Because it's an important distinction. I don't want to hear about opt-outs, injuries, transfer portals, any of that crap. I want to know how many have COVID, because that's the only thing that really matters when you cancel the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're going to find out if we ever do find out, Matt, and I kind of doubt we will, but officially. But I think the number is going to be very low. I think this had more to do with a team coming to the realization they had no interest in playing the game. I think, you know, 3 to 4 offensive linemen, starting offensive linemen opting out, most likely 4. I think you had a quarterback with a banged up hand in Djurkovic. I think Djurkovic was going to not play in this ball game because he wasn't going to play behind an inexperienced offensive line with an injured hand with an NFL future. And I think they knew with a backup offensive line and a backup quarterback that they were going to get their asses kicked tomorrow. And they decided not. And I think they knew they were going to do this. The whole time, I think they got a free trip out of it. You can't. What did they wake up this morning and all of a sudden realize that they couldn't play? I mean that didn't happen, or it was one hell of a night.
They had 42 players get hurt last night in downtown Annapolis. That's what happened. Come on,
and
Kyle,
opt out and get COVID.
It happened overnight, Kyle. Don't you know these things happen overnight, yeah. Kyle? You're being hard on Boston College.
And I didn't see our press conference today. I really didn't want to hear it. But, you know, I'm sure Gilbert didn't call out the Boston College administration and AD, and they should have been called out. And we'll get into all that. And, I see some players like our boy Ryan Jones is upset. And, you know, they want to play another game. And right now, there's an opportunity. Washington State in the Sun Bowl needs an opponent. Miami pulled out, and that bowl game is until Friday. I say we get back to Greenville. We prepare for 2 days. We hop on a plane, and we go to El Paso. And as far as cost, we would get the payout from the Sun Bowl. And Washington State apparently is willing to play anybody. They may even play part of the cost. So I don't, you know, if these seniors still want to play a ball game, and I know Holt Naylor's, Ryan Jones, I know those two players still do. And it's unfair. It's not right. And if we can play a ball game, we need to play a ball game.
Yeah, Washington State's new head coach, you know, took to social media, and they had already put a statement out there. Their AD, Pat Chun, and said it's disappointing news. The University of Miami is unable to participate in the Sun Bowl. We'll work with the Pac-12 Conference as well as the Sun Bowl Association to hopefully find a replacement opponent for the game. And then he said, our team is in El Paso and willing to play any opponent. Our team just wants one more chance to finish this story 2021 season. Go Cougs.
So you know what? And how about John Gibbert? Why don't you be smart? Why don't you be smart right now? Get on the phone with the Washington State AD and say, look, we called it the season, but here's what we'll do. We are willing to come play in that bowl game and play you and eat the cost, if depending on what the payout is in the Sun Bowl. All we want from you is a home and home. You sign us a home and home, we'll do it in 2030, 2031. Go get a home and home with a Pac-12 team out of this. There are times you try it, throw it out, see what happens. See what happens. All they can say is yes or no. There you go. There's the well-respected Brett Murphy, Sun Bowl still seeking replacement of Sunday night for Miami. Sources told Action Network, however, it won't be Memphis, SMU, or East Carolina, the three teams impacted by canceled bowl games. Each program has said their seasons were done after their respective bowls were recently canceled. And that's just BS. I don't get the, you know, particularly for East Carolina, Memphis and SMU have been to bowl games recently. How about, you know, I know everything has always revolved around the players and the coaching staff, and I guess it should be, but, you know, we're the ones that are asking for credit. People come to us, meaning, and we're not being media right now, we're former players, we're being fans, we're being boosters, because we're all Pirate Club members. People come to us, and they're like, well, can you donate money to the program? We need the support. And what about the fans? We put up with bullshit for 7 years. We put up with bad football. We put up with bad leadership for 7 years, and our payoff finally was to go watch a bowl game, was to finally take part in the postseason again. And it was, everybody wants to talk about, it was taken away from us. It was taken away from the people that give money to this program and keep this program going. It was taken away from us, and we still want a bowl game. You've ruined Boston College. And then the decision not to pursue another bowl game has ruined my entire – I'm not going to watch another bowl game the rest of this year because it makes me sick to watch other teams play. When are the fans going to be thought about for every – for God's sake? When are we considered in this that we want to see this damn team play? And if I thought for a minute the team didn't want to play, I'd shut my mouth. But from everything I've seen, that's not the case. Now, we can't do anything about Boston College. Boston College, screw you. But if we have an opportunity to play in a bowl game, if we can go to the Sun Bowl next Friday, it ain't like it's tomorrow. It's 5 days away, 6 days away. And I think Bubba made the point earlier. You can play a game on short notice. BYU and Coastal Carolina.
Absolutely.
BYU and Coastal Carolina. That's all the example you need right there. BYU and Coastal Carolina last year. BYU did that like on 3 days' notice. And came down to Conway and almost beat the Chandeliers. I mean, they you know, so it can be done. We got 5-6 days notice. So if we wanted to do it, we could do it.
Absolutely. And I got to say, you know, like I feel like I have a responsibility when I come on this show to be honest with you know, the Pirate fan base. And I'm very disappointed in John Gilbert's response today. Very disappointed. That is not indicative of, I feel, our fan base or the East Carolina mindset, which is anytime, anywhere. I'm telling you right now, if I was the athletic director, I would be reaching out to the Sun Bowl relentlessly, trying to get a game relentlessly. And I'm pretty sure Mike Houston wants to play another game too. And you don't need 2 weeks to prepare for a college football game. Let's try to go after it. To come out that quickly before our players even get back to Greenville and say, we are not going to seek another game. Our season is over. I hate it. I absolutely hate it, man. You have a responsibility in that, at that point. That's a critical point as a leader to stand up and show heart and show passion and support the team and the fan base. And to just bail out like that, it really, really didn't sit well with me. That's all I got to say about it.
Well, that's here's the thing for me, guys. I'm sorry, Bubba. I was just going to quickly say that's the thing that bothers me is the fact that Bubba and I were talking earlier tonight. The very fact that they could have done something about it. There are other teams. It's not like this was the last bowl game of the season. There's people that we could actually play. That's what makes no sense.
You know, touching on what Kyle said, as far as the fans are concerned, I certainly feel the worst for the players. And then after the players, the coaching staff and the others affiliated with the program who, pour so much into it on a day in, day out basis. But then, Kyle's definitely right about the fans. And Mike Houston talked about the fans. So this afternoon, he was sending out a variety of tweets. And, he's talking about this team and everything it accomplished. He talked about the senior class. And you have guys like Sean Bailey, Bruce Bivens, and guys who have been around for 5 and 6 years that helped this turnaround. And he just said he's absolutely devastated for our young men or these young men and how much he loves this group. And he's absolutely heartbroken for our senior class, hashtag family. And later on,
but we can do something about it. That's the whole thing. We can do something about it. You know, it's not a situation. Yeah, we can't do anything about playing Boston College in the Military Bowl, but we can still play a bowl game. This is not that's the thing, Gilbert doesn't get. And we've had Gilbert on the show, and Gilbert, I don't hate John Gilbert. He's not Jeff Confort. I'm going to make that clear because I have a reputation of hating athletic directors. But John Gilbert don't. It's the same reason he didn't fit in at Southern Miss. It's the reason he just don't get it. We ain't Memphis. We ain't SMU. Pirates want to keep fighting. We want to keep going. We want to keep playing. We would rather play college. We'd rather watch East Carolina play a football game than breathe air. And these players, you didn't see any opt outs for our players. They wanted to play this football game, and they still want to play. And like Coach Houston said, it's heartbreaking for these seniors, but we can do something about it. Let's go play the Sun Bowl. Let's go play Washington State. Let's do it. Show some leadership. Show some gumption. Let's think outside the box. Let's Marshall, after they played their bowl game, pursued playing another bowl game. They pursued playing in the Gator Bowl. I mean, yet we have our bowl game canceled, and we just roll over. Well, SMU and Memphis did too. Well, screw SMU and Memphis. SMU and Memphis and East Carolina ain't the same thing. We may be in the same conference, but we're nothing alike.
Right, and you take a look at Greg Schiano, for example, at Rutgers. Rutgers, they were not a great team by any stretch of the imagination. They had an opportunity to pursue a bowl game, and they seized on it. They aggressively went after it, like I would hope that East Carolina administrators would do, which they didn't, because like you said, they rolled over in this case. Got to respect that behavior. You got to respect going after a game on short notice because that's the next step for your program. And I agree with you, man. As this day went on, I started off incredibly fired up with Boston College, and I still am. But as this day went on, I almost became more frustrated with the statement from John Gilbert, because we should be pursuing another bowl game at all costs right now.
It's the easiest thing to do. Whatever the easiest thing to do is, it seems to be what we do. The easiest thing was to accept Boston College saying they weren't going to play us, and then let's enjoy the next 24 hours in Annapolis, and then we'll go home. You've had a great – that's the easy thing to do. That don't take any effort. So that's what we did. Anything that takes extra effort, anything that takes creative thinking, anything that takes – if you want the fan base to take the next step and donate – and raise the bar and buy more season tickets and raise more money and build an indoor practice facility and give more money to the Pirate Club. If you want us to step up and take the next step, then you need to step up and think outside the box and do something different. When you face adversity, instead of going, well, we'll just accept it, no, screw that. Kick it in the balls, knock it out of your way, and move on to the next thing. It's like you, Matt. I'm like you 100%. Screw Boston College. They're a bunch of pansies. But beyond that, the way our administration has handled this, I completely disagree with it. It was the easy thing to do. And yeah, people talk about the logistics and it's hard and this and that. Unless those boys in that locker room said, guys, we don't want to play. Let's just end it here and enjoy Annapolis. Unless them boys said that, we need to be pursuing a ball game.
You know, guys, going back to Coach Houston, the tweet that I was looking for, he sent out at 6:30 this evening. He said, this morning was very disappointing news, but walking around Annapolis this afternoon with our family, Amanda and I are reminded of the passion of Pirate Nation. Thank you for the way you love our Pirates. And I know I received a couple of videos and saw a couple others on social media of purple gold cheers at Annapolis restaurants and so forth. So that was pretty cool to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the worst thing about this for the Pirate fan base, you had hundreds, if not thousands of Pirates already in Annapolis, right? These people laid out money for hotel rooms. God knows that the prices of gas these days are astronomical. All right. Tickets, number of different factors were involved here. Right. And like Bubba, for example, you know, you found out you were in the car for several hours this morning when you found out. It's a big investment on the part of Pirate fans, not only financially, but this is the holiday season. People are making a big commitment. It's hard to get away. People have work responsibilities, family responsibilities. It's Christmas time. It's a big thing to be able to get away and go to a bowl game and to find out less than 24 hours in advance, completely gutless on the part of Boston College. And I think, you know, like we had talked about before the show, guys, we think that they knew exactly what was going on even a week ago. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. I want to know exactly how many players on BC had COVID, because I don't believe it's more than 7 or 8.
No, it's like 6 is what I heard.
Yeah, it's 6 at most. This is about their offensive line opting out, and that quarterback, Jakovic, has an injured hand, and he won't going to play behind that backup offensive line. They were going to be playing 4 backup starters on the O-line and a backup quarterback, and they knew they were going to get their brains beat in tomorrow. And they didn't want that stain on their ACC. And not only that, I don't think the players that were going to play cared. That's basically – you want me to tell you what really happened? I think they knew the whole time they may not play, and it was going to be left up to the players. And they decided last night, I guarantee you, there was a vote. I can see it now, just as clear as day. There was a vote, and the nays won out. They voted not to play. I guarantee you that's what happened last night. I'd be willing to put $100,000 on it if I had $100,000 to put on it. I'm telling you right now, I can see it. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? Can you picture it? They voted last night not to play the game. I guarantee you that is what happened. Guarantee it.
Hey, personified. Hey, Matt, can you believe that? Kyle and I are agreeing with something on the show.
I know. I prefer the Geraldo Hannity Act, you know.
Well.
No, I'm just kidding. But as a player, man, like your mindset's got to be, we'll take on all challenges. So that would say even a lot more about the state of that program.
Well, you played at East Carolina, not Boston College.
No, I'm saying
that's what I'm saying. You played at East Carolina, not Boston College.
Right, exactly. I mean,
that's your mindset. You know, you weren't breeded to be a bitch. You're breeded to be a Pirate. You know, they're the Boston College bitches, not the Eagles. That's their official mascot. It's true.
But
how about you have friends that went to Boston College? My thing, guys, is I don't think the Boston College fans really care about this game at all. I really don't. I think that they don't care about bowl games, period. If you look at their recent past, they don't care anything about bowl games. So why would they care unless it's like Notre Dame or something, like some a team they play on a regular basis, then they were not excited about that from the jump, and this is an easy way out.
Oh yeah, they got a weather. They got, what was it, an ice storm against Boise in the Idaho Potato Bowl that got them out of that one. And then last year they were the first team to opt out of a bowl. So they got a track record of this. So 2019, the Potato Bowl, the weather gets them out of losing to Boise. Last year they were the first team to opt out of a bowl, and now this year they opt out of a bowl. So for bowl games going forward, if you want your bowl game to be canceled, be sure to invite the Boston College bitches. So that's what they are now. For hit sports.
Hey, guess what? We're gonna have a bowl game ban on BC for the next 5 years. They can't go to a bowl.
Well, they won't care because they'd like to play in them anyway. I never thought. I told Justin tonight we were eating dinner at Outback, and I told her I never thought I'd say this, but this is 100% true. I will be cheering for NC State, UNC, Virginia Tech. Whenever they play Boston College from henceforth, I'll be going for whoever's playing. I'll be going, go Wolfpack, beat the Eagles.
If you needed an indication of how ticked off Kyle is, that tells you right there. But
exactly.
Especially Virginia Tech. Oh, my God.
Now, Dave, I wanted to address a couple of these Facebook comments. And like Matt was saying earlier, several folks, you know, probably – 1,000 plus, if not multiple thousand, you know, Pirate fans were already in Annapolis, or right on the verge of Annapolis when they found out this news. Craig said that he was at the Richmond Mall, and that he was grabbing some last minute tailgate items for tomorrow, and he ran into a group of Pirates who were on a bus trip up to Annapolis, and you know they had already reversed track and were headed back to Greenville and stopping at the Richmond Mall for a little lunch. So he said, man, what a huge letdown that was. And then you had Tommy Nason chiming in. He said, Matt's right. ECU should demand to know how many players on Boston College tested positive, and it should be made public. ECU fans and the team had expenses that cannot be recouped. So then you had John Gilbert. He clearly stated that he was not going to address the Boston College situation, but as far as East Carolina is concerned, because we haven't touched on that, I don't think. And that is five people in the East Carolina party tested positive, but only two of those were players. And then those two players were starters.
Yeah. And we know who one of them was. We won't say it because we shouldn't, but there was something that was said. I was going to comment. Oh, I was just talking about my experience with going. My wife and I had left this morning. We packed last night late because we were busy all day on Christmas. So I was up till 1 o'clock this morning packing my bag. I get up this morning. We pack our last few things. We both overpack. That's just how we are. So we had two full suitcases. I'm on a CPAP machine, so I had to pack up my CPAP machine to take it with me. So we had that packed up. We have all this crap loaded up. We stop for breakfast in Goldsboro. We get gas. We're on 95. We're around Rocky Mountain. That's when I get the news. So, you know, we made arrangements for people to take care of our dogs. We have two dogs. We had to make arrangements for people to come take care of them. So we had to turn around on 95, come all the way back home, unpack all of our stuff, call people, let them know we did not need them to take care of the dogs. And so everybody, it was just a huge inconvenience, all because Boston College, you know, decided that they didn't want to get their brains beat in. Basically, it's the long and short of it. They knew what was going to happen tomorrow with players opting out. If you have enough players to field a football team, you have enough players there in Annapolis, and they clearly did, or they wouldn't have made the trip, they should play the game, period.
Yep. And you know, like for the people who booked the hotel through a third party, like if you went through like hotels.com or whatever these sites are, booking.com, you're not getting that money back regardless. I was fortunate because I was actually going to stay at the Crown Plaza. I booked directly. I called them directly and booked, so I was able to get my money back. But I'm sure there's hundreds of Pirates tonight that, you know, possibly went through a third party because you get different discounts that way and whatnot, probably aren't getting their money back. So just a crappy thing to do all around. And you know, I can't say enough about how just how poorly this was handled. And if I'm the military bowl, you know, the people who run the military bowl, it's going to be over my dead body. I invite BC back to that game.
Do we get the trophy? I believe Memphis got the trophy, and I'm not sure if they actually got credited with a forfeit win or not, but they got the Hawaii Bowl trophy. I wonder if we're going to get the military bowl trophy. I'm not sure. Probably not. And I'm with you. There's no way Boston College gets invited back again. And I'll say this, and I'm serious too. I want all Pirate fans that have any expenses, I want them to send the bills to Boston College. Send it to them. It ain't going to do you no good, but I just think the effort, just them getting mail from East Carolina, invoices from Pirate fans, I think it would make a good statement. And I'd like to see Pirate fans do that. So if you got hotel bills, whatever expenses you accrued, send the invoices to BC.
What about your cell phone bill, your mortgage?
Well, that has nothing to do with the bowl game being canceled, but you know, if you can make a parallel between the two, go ahead.
But you know what does, though? You know what does fall in line with this conversation? You know, like, for example, so I drive a truck, right? It costs about $85 right now to fill it up. Had I drove to Annapolis, Maryland, which I was on my way, it would have cost several hundred dollars to get there. So it's just little things like that that add up, and before you know it, it gets away from you. But what I want to say, guys, is I really hope somebody in the national media jumps on this story. I really do. This is the type of thing that deserves to be called out. And I know what's going to happen. We all know what's going to happen. It's going to go to, oh, the poor Boston College team, they got COVID. We all know it's going to happen, right? But I really would like to see somebody in the national media jump on this story and have a spine and talk about what really went down. Because they deserve to be called out.
Yeah. No, they didn't all magically get COVID. It's BS. It's BS. And it's unacceptable for this to happen. And we're repetitive at this point, but there's nothing else to say but repeat yourself, because you're just angry. You're just angry. Bubba, do we have any more tweets or anything from players, any comments to show?
Yes, and something I wanted to mention, you know, John Gilbert, and this is as it pertains on the timeline of everything as it pertains to Pirate Nation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he said that he and Boston College AD Pat Kraft, and they went back to their days, you know, when Pat was at Temple. So due to that pre-existing relationship, you know, they were on good terms and so forth, and that they had communication over the last 48 to 72 hours, and that's great. And so, but when that communication was taking place between them, obviously there's plenty of that that has to remain confidential. But, you know, last year I thought all in all that most administrations around the country did a good job of saying, hey, this game this weekend is in jeopardy, so just kind of stay tuned. So why was that not taking place? And, you know, maybe Boston College's AD was maybe not quite as transparent as John Gilbert led on. I mean, maybe John Gilbert was trying to take the high road. I mean, who knows? But it just seems as though if this communication was taking place as it was stated it did, then, you know, why was Pirate Nation not being communicated with in some way, shape, or form? You know, a letter from the helm.
And, yep.
You know, kind of, you know, and let Pirate Nation know, hey, stay tuned. Don't leave for Annapolis just yet. You'll find out for sure on Sunday at noon whether this game's being played or not.
That's one thing. You're right. You're the first person I heard to say that, Bubba. Today, and you're exactly right. This is a situation when you're a leader and you're making $500,000 a year. That's why you're making $500,000 a year, to communicate with the fan base they're your customers. And by the way, guys, good luck on fundraising for indoor practice facility. Now, think about that. You need to think about the consequences when you make casual decisions. And you can say it's not a casual decision, but it's pretty casual when you can go play another game. We have a chance to win an eighth game. And then we have a chance to go out and fundraise. You can forget that now. That's not going to happen in January.
There you go. There's zero from 3,000.
So, I mean, you know, it's things like this, and Gilbert doesn't realize. I don't think he gets it. He doesn't get Pirate Nation. He doesn't get it. We're not Memphis. We're not SMU. We're not just going to turn the page and be excited for basketball. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, John. We want to play this bowl game. Football is important to East Carolina. We have the most passionate fan base of anybody in this conference when it comes to football. And I'm with you, Bubba. The fact that it wasn't communicated to Pirate Nation before now, if you were in communication this whole time with Boston College's AD, then why weren't you communicating that information to the best of your ability to Pirate Nation? The only thing I can think of is maybe the military bowl asked, please don't say anything. We don't want to hurt the attendance until we absolutely know. But whatever the reason, there should have been something communicated. Everything should not have been kept so hush-hush until the game was canceled last minute if there was communication going on. You know, people spend money. They spend time. They put forth effort. And I think Pirate Nation, and again, I'll say it again, you know, when people were talking about just the players and coaches, and yes, the players, you know, the coaches get paid. They get paid a lot of money to do the job they do. So, you know, cry me a river. But the players at this point aren't making a lot of money. That's probably coming too. Then they can cry me a river. But at this point, the players aren't getting paid. So, or they're getting paid very little. So, yeah, I feel bad for them. But again, to me, Pirate Nation was shit on today. They were shit on by Boston College. And then they were shit on by our administration, in my opinion, because it wasn't communicated as soon as possible based on what Gilbert said. And then there's no bowl game. We're not making any kind of effort to go play another game. We're just packing it up. We're going home. The season's over. That's it. You know, and it just ain't right. It's just not right. You're left with a feeling of incompletion. And it's like you said, Dave, I'm not suggesting no one donate to the Pirate Club or donate to your big fundraising effort.
No.
But it sure makes it difficult to get excited when you don't see any effort. You know, some people will say, well, the logistics are too hard. Well, try. Unless I hear those players say we don't want to play another game, then we should be pursuing it.
Yep. And I think, you know, John Gilbert right now, this is a critical time for him. He needs to understand his responsibility is not to play buddy-buddy and protect BC, the AD over there. His responsibility is to the Pirate Nation and to speak with us truthfully and honestly. And listen, we're none of us on this show are foolish people. I mean, you know, we all realize it's not an easy thing at this stage of the game to go out and find another bowl to play. We realize it. We respect that. It's not an easy thing. But damn it, you got to try. You need to at least show some passion and some effort.
I think it's really easy to find another bowl to play. You know, it might not be logistically easy to get there and to plan everything. But, you know, here's the thing, all right? Well, somebody's going to say, well, you got to find a hotel. Well, there's a hotel already there. There was hotel rooms for Miami. I'm quite sure that block of rooms is being held for the next team. So there's a hotel taken care of. Travel expenses. I mean, the bowl typically gives you money to help pay for travel. It's an airplane. Doesn't that kind of take care of that? I don't think logistically it's as hard as people make it out to be. I really don't, for that matter. I mean, hell, just stay in Annapolis, practice there the next couple of days, then fly from there to El Paso. I mean, there's no class right exactly. Now. So
that's exactly right, Kyle. I was thinking that very thing this afternoon after I had learned you guys. I texted you guys. I got a text about it, and I was thinking to be sure that we can practice in Annapolis and then fly out to the next destination, like Rutgers going to the Gator Bowl and to play Wake, and no, it's not going to happen.
Well, it still could. You can reverse decision. You can say we said there weren't going to be another game, but we got an offer we couldn't refuse. We got a phone call from the Sun Bowl in Washington State, and the guys want to play the ball game. And I know I said we weren't going to play, but you know what? I spoke too soon. These boys want to play, and I did not know this opportunity was going to come up. And it's a great opportunity, and the Sun Bowl is going to work with us. So, by God, we're going to go play this ball game. Just because you said something does not mean you have to stick to it. Nobody is going to get mad at John Gilbert
because he changes his mind and he says, let's go play a game. And nobody's going to expect us to sell any tickets to that Sun Bowl. They just want the game played.
Guys, we've got breaking news. Apparently, Bubba's behind the scenes, and he told me that the Sun Bowl is going to invite – they want us to play the game. This is an interesting thing. So I don't know. We're trying to find out if that's true. We obviously don't have strong rumors, but it seems the Sun Bowl wants us to play the game.
The Sun Bowl has sent East Carolina an invitation.
Well, that's Bubba, we need more details on this. I know they want us to play. I don't know how about the invite.
Oh, well, that's an invite. To me, if you want me to come to your party, that's an invitation. It may not be an official invitation, but you've talked to me. You said, hey, Kyle, can you come next Saturday? And I said, yeah, I'm free. And then you said, all right, well, you're invited. You know, John Gilbert, do the right thing. Somebody get me on the phone with John Gilbert right now so I can talk him into doing the right thing. Be a hero. Be a hero. Be a legend. Be man enough to say, I spoke too soon. I spoke too soon. I'm doing what these players want. I'm doing what these fans want. I'm doing what my Houston wants. Yeah, it ain't easy. This is going to be a hard thing, but this is an opportunity to play on CBS.
Here's the deal. The Sun Bowl wants us, apparently, but we're saying logistically it would be hard for us to get from
what
the East Coast to El Paso.
What logistics? The airplanes. We were first in flight, bitch. We were first in flight. Get on a damn plane and fly. What logistics?
That is unreal to me. At the very least, let's say you don't make a dollar. And, Bob, I didn't mean to cut you off. I know you were trying to chime in there. Quick point. Even if we don't make a dollar on this game, if we had an opportunity to go play in the Sun Bowl on national TV and just break even financially, I would still take it.
The exposure on CBS network television is worth it to me alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll break even. I don't need to make a dollar on this game. I want to reward the players. I want to reward the coaches and the fan base.
I'll tell you what.
You guys don't think – I know I'm saying this as a rhetorical question or statement, you know, because I know you guys agree, but you don't think this will fire Pirate Nation up if they find out we're going to the Sun Bowl to play Washington State? Are you kidding me? You don't think you don't think people
– I guarantee you right now. Everybody,
they would not have donated otherwise?
I'll donate. I will double my donation, which ain't a lot, but it's double than what I was given. If we will accept the invitation to the Sun Bowl and go play that game, I sit here right now with the whole world watching and telling you I will double my Pirate Club donation. Guys, are you going to step up? You going to match me?
Listen.
I can promise you financially I can't do that. But definitely I will help on the cause to get people. And in fact, if they started a – you know how we had the We Believe campaign? Just do some kind of campaign to, if you're worried about the expenses, and we have big enough donors out there that can help pay for it.
Can you say where you're getting this information from or not?
Stay tuned.
We can't.
I'm working on we may either tonight or in the very near future, early tomorrow morning or something of that nature. I'm working on getting a rep from the Sun Bowl on the show.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something right now. If we won't go play this bowl game and the guys want to, the team wants to, if we won't play this bowl game, John Gilbert and this administration should be ashamed of themselves. It is shameful to leave this football team and this fan base just hanging in the wind. We can go play Sun Bowl against a Pac-12 opponent on CBS television in the Sun Bowl. And one of the biggest bowl games. This is an historic bowl. This is a bowl game that's been played for 30, 40 years, 50 years. This would be one of the biggest bowl games. Yeah, we've been to the Sun Bowl in El Paso for regular season games. But in terms of playing, this is a big bowl game. I mean, what an opportunity. Well, let me add, this is all that needs to be said, boys and girls. This is all that needs to be said. At the beginning of the year or any other time, if you told East Carolina they had an opportunity to play a Pac-12 team in the Sun Bowl, would that be an opportunity you would take? Absolutely. This will be an opportunity we never get again.
And what about the chance of actually, like you talk about, get a home for home, or even we know there's an alliance with the Pac-12?
I mean, that can be talked about afterwards. You know, you're helping them Washington State out. You know, they'll be grateful. You definitely maybe get a home and home in the future out of it. I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is an absolute no-brainer. And in terms of logistics, guys, ain't we got somebody. Oh, my God.
That be to have Washington State, if it did work out that way, and just kind of a byproduct of this situation, to have a Pac-12 team coming to Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium.
Well, it's a good relationship to have going forward. You have a chance here to build a positive relationship with a Pac-12 school. I mean, that can only be a positive thing. I mean, you know, they might not like us so much if we go down there and beat their ass. But you know what? Then, hey, guess what? We just beat Washington State. So, I mean, I don't understand.
I guarantee. Have a chance to expose, sorry, Matt. You have a chance to expose the Pac-12 to everything East Carolina's about.
Yeah. And I guarantee Mike Houston, just knowing what I know about him, he'd start breaking down film tonight. He would.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. I honestly, guys, I would be literally shocked. I think this would be a kiss of death for John Gilbert. If this is true, if we do get an invite to Sun Bowl and we say no because of logistical reasons, which is a horrendous argument, that would shock me. That would absolutely shock me.
I'm telling you right now, we will rake you over the coals. You can take that as a promise, as any kind of threat. But John Gilbert, if we have an invitation to the Sun Bowl and these boys want to play this game and we turn it down, we are going to rake your ass over the coals. At least I am personally. I'm just telling you right now.
Tommy Nason chiming in on Facebook. No offense to any of you, but Kyle's my new favorite host. Love the passion. No offense, or none taken, I should say there, Tommy. And then Richard.
I appreciate it, Tommy. And let me be clear when I say that. Somebody doesn't tell John Gilbert I was threatening him. What I'm saying is I will not forgive this. I will bring it up constantly. It will be talked about in every other word I'm going to be. You remember that time John Gilbert had a chance to play in the Sun Bowl and he turned it down because of logistics? I mean, I just don't buy the crap. The game isn't tomorrow. It's not too. It's Friday. It's New Year's Eve, correct, guys? It's Friday, right?
It's Friday, yeah. Correct.
Friday.
Well, BYU managed to get to friggin' Myrtle Beach from Provo, Utah, I believe on 72 hours notice, if I'm remembering right.
At the most.
Yes, that's the most.
72 hours notice, they managed to get from Provo to Myrtle Beach to play Coastal Carolina in a regular season game. And you're telling me in a week's time we can't figure out how to get to El Paso, Texas? Give me a friggin' break. And it ain't like Washington State's going to have some huge advantage over us. Washington State don't know they're playing East Carolina before we knew we were playing Washington State. They're not going to have some huge advantage.
Yeah,
they've been preparing for Miami just like we prepared for Boston College.
Get ready for Keaton Mitchell on a short notice.
Exactly. So, I mean, hey, and then, you know, what a great story. Hey, maybe we can get, you know what? Maybe somebody needs to get, what's homeboy down at Jacksonville that used to play for us in Washington State?
Minshew?
Maybe somebody needs to get Minshew on the phone.
Gardner Minshew, he's in Philly now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Philly. Maybe somebody needs to get Minshew on the phone. We can make it the Gardner Minshew Bowl. Maybe Minshew will cover travel expenses or at least part of it. I mean, this is the Gardner Minshew Bowl. Let's do it. Now, so the Sun Bowl, is this being talked about anywhere else? Is HTC or anybody reporting this?
I have not even checked, but
I'm checking now.
Richard Osbrook chiming in as well. He said, best words tonight by Kyle. We are first in flight.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we are. And it's true. I mean, Jesus Christ, we invented flight here, and you're telling me we can't figure out how to get to El Paso? Call up Orville and Wilbur Wright and see if they can help us out. I mean, yeah, my God. Hey, Bubba, we need to get this tweeted out. We need to get this going. The Sun Bowl wants us to come play. We need to get this going. Everybody needs to know this. Pass it along. The Sun Bowl wants the Pirates to come play, yet we're sitting here basically refusing an invitation as we sit here tonight at 11:42 p.m. on December 26th. We're basically, from everything we're hearing, we're refusing an invitation to the Sun Bowl to play Washington State on CBS network television on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, there's no way that I allow the financial end of things to be a deal breaker here, and I'm getting.
Well, the Sun Bowl still pays out, right, Bubba? They do still pay out, right?
And I'm getting on the horn with, you know, all the donors that I need to talk to, et cetera, and, you know, finding a way to make it work.
I guarantee you the payout for the Sun Bowl is three times the Military Bowl, at least double.
It's a much bigger bowl. Double. Absolutely. It's a much bigger bowl. There's no question about it. Like you said, Kyle, it's been around. I remember as a kid in the early 80s, it's been around since at least the 70s, I think.
This is CBS network television, guys. CBS network television. Unless something's changed with the Sun Bowl, that game's always on CBS. I haven't checked this year, but as long as I can remember, the game's on CBS.
Yeah, and it's a much bigger bowl. And the Military Bowl was, what, 2010? Didn't we play? We played in the first one, right?
Correct.
RFK.
It wasn't the first one. I believe it was the second one, but yes.
Second, 2009. You're right, Bubba. Yeah, that's right.
For some reason, don't ask me why I recall this. This is how my sick mind works sometimes, I guess. But I want to say the first one was maybe some random matchup like Bowling Green and San Jose State.
For some reason, I thought it was the first Military Bowl. I could be wrong on that, but I swear I thought the 2010 one.
That. I think it was year two, but I may be mistaken.
Anyway, the point I was just trying to make was the fact that the Sun Bowl has more tradition. No offense to the Military Bowl, but it's a bigger bowl and a bigger payout, and it's more prestige for us to be playing yet again on national television instead of sitting home not playing, especially when we've won seven games. It's not like we're 5-7, guys. We were 7-5.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
And kind of a funny twist or some irony to this story about potentially playing Washington State in the Sun Bowl. Now, how about, and I know you remember this, Kyle and Dave, you and Matt may as well. I saw Tim McGuire, one of our followers on Facebook, said the irony, WSU fired their head coach midseason for refusing to take the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, well,
and that head coach was Nick Rolovich, who had gone there from Hawaii.
Interesting.
The first Military Bowl was in 2008, so we actually played in the third one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Guys, just a note here. I pulled up an article on 247 Sports that was written on December 5th. Washington State Sun Bowl payout is $2.3 million before expenses. So that's a nice payout for a beautiful,
very nice bowl,
fantastic bowl game. Why would you pass that up? Why would you pass up on that opportunity?
I don't know. You know, and all you have to do is go down the day before. We can fly out on Thursday. You know, nobody's saying we have to go today and participate in other bowl activities. Let's just get there on Thursday, play the damn ball game on Friday, and rock and roll. I mean, they had their bowl week, and now let's give them a ball game. I mean,
yeah, I mean, BYU, like I said, I mean, no, it's not ideal. I mean, but ask those players, I guarantee you, those players aren't going to say that they don't want to go down there and play Washington State. You
know, I mean, it's Bubba, hit Ryan Jones up. Let him know what's going on. He's been vocal. Let him know what's going on. Maybe he hadn't heard. And maybe he can get some bugs in ears.
Richard Osbrook says it would that $2.3 million payout or whatever the Sun Bowl is now.
Yeah.
that would pay for our expenses from the Military Bowl, right?
Yeah, and maybe you tell the Sun Bowl, look, to do this, we're going to have extra money for travel. We're going to have our travel paid for plus that payout. I mean, and my guess is they'd probably do it. I mean,
we're negotiating with house money, to your point, Kyle. I mean,
yeah,
right? I mean, that's I
think exactly. That's,
yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous to just turn it down. It's asinine. It is beyond asinine. It's disgusting. It's sickening. It makes me want to throw up. Just piss poor leadership.
It's easy just to cite logistical issues. Sure. What I would like to know specifically, you know, what are the issues? Break them down for the fan, because they're gonna really need to explain what these potential issues are that would prevent us from playing in that bowl game if this is all true. Really break it down, the costs for different things, the specific issues, because it's really, from where I'm sitting, it's very hard to find anything that would prevent us from going there. Other than a massive COVID outbreak on our team, that would obviously be a factor, I guess. But other than that, I don't see anything.
No, because the hotel's taken care of. Whatever meals Miami had set up with the hotel, you know, that's still in play. I mean, they just need to feed them on Thursday. And then, you know, get on a plane, let's go. That's the whole thing. Everything was already set up for Miami. It's not like all that stuff's been taken out of place now. I guarantee you the Sun Bowl is holding those rooms. Whatever the meals were, whatever, I'm sure it's all being held in place right now for whoever it is. The Sun Bowl sounds so desperate, and Washington State sounds so desperate to get this game played. I really don't think, I'm telling you, not only would we get the payout, I think we probably could get our travel paid for. I'd be shocked if they wouldn't at least help pay for the travel.
That's what I'm saying, guys. It's the very fact we live in the year 2021. A lot of the stuff that before would have been more difficult is a lot easier now. That we have people that's their job is operations. That's what they do for a living, is to make, they book hotel rooms. And like we said, it's not like
you have to get a flight out. The hotel is booked, man. I don't want to hear that crap. The hotel's booked. So to me, it's just the flight situation. And I don't see that being that big of a problem. I really don't.
Other logistical issue is we have to get, we still have plenty of time, so I still don't see what the issue would be, but we have to get, so we have our team equipment bus, right? Which is now probably, I'm guessing, has exited Annapolis, right? So it's going
to have plenty of time to get that to El Paso.
And then get to El Paso. So, you know, I'm trying to think of what could be the logistical issues. Even that doesn't check out.
No, because here's the thing. This is why it doesn't check out, Matt, because we play back-to-back away games all the time. It ain't like we ain't never played away game at Memphis and turned around and played an away game at UCF the next weekend. What is the damn difference? What is the difference between, in fact, even harder? I mean, sometimes you play on a Saturday and you got to turn around and play on Thursday. How do we manage to pull that off? I mean, that's what truckers do. They drive. It ain't like, well, you know, I was planning on working this week at the barber shop. No, dude, you're a trucker. You're going to be driving somewhere. So get on that 18-wheeler, haul that shit to El Paso, Texas, and let's go.
Hey, Kyle, Justin Buck chimes in on Facebook. He said we would need one more driver, but we can make it.
Oh, you see someone with a CDL? I mean, God almighty, there's tons of people with CDLs out there.
Plenty of looking for work out there.
Absolutely. I guarantee you there's some pirates right now with CDLs that would volunteer to do it. Jesus.
One other thing that we had
I love it.
Question about. What do you guys think about, this is non-bowl related, Travion Freshwater. There's others that are transferring in the transfer
portal. Yeah, we got three. It's Freshwater and two others. Good luck.
And I don't know. I don't even know the other two that are transferring. Freshwater's been a bust. Not saying anything personal about the kid, but he's been a bust for as highly sought after and recruited as he was. So good luck to Trevion wherever he's going. I hope he has success.
Powell, I believe, right. If I'm not mistaken, is an offensive lineman. Is that right, guys? Powell, Jacquez Powell. Okay. Who, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it's his third year in the program. It's his second or third year in the program. He's never played, to my knowledge. He had fallen behind on a depth chart. So probably a good thing for him to hit the portal. Freshwater was a guy that was highly recruited, very highly recruited, that he's one of the guys that, you know, I can't really think of another player that came into our program with more buzz at that time besides Lucas Thompson, you know, who goes down in Pirate history lore as a four-star recruit. But anyway, back to Freshwater. A lot of buzz around him entering the program. He had produced some awesome high school film, apparently. But he just – his entire career here was, you know, he started on defense. He fell behind on a depth chart. He switched over to tight end, I believe, for a short time. That didn't work out. He went back to the defensive side of the ball. Apparently, you know, there were some things. And I don't know if it's true, rumors about practice habits, ability to pick up the scheme, et cetera. So unfortunately for him, it just didn't work out. You know, it's probably best for both sides to just part ways and go try for, you know, a new fit.
Yeah, I agree. And hopefully Trevion has success wherever he goes. Yeah, and how about the Sun Bowl, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl? How cool is that? I mean, it's Tony the friggin' Tiger. Nothing to do with anything. Just saw that scrolling across the screen and forgot that it was the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl this year. You know, planning the Sun Bowl would be great.
I love it. In fact, the voice of Tony the Tiger is the same voice as the Grinch. Did you guys know that?
I really? Did not.
The song. Right now.
Yeah. You guys see what I sent you about the Grinch earlier?
Yeah, I know. I had to say that's why I brought that up. A little inside joke with our group chat there, a group text.
See, that's why we need Kyle on Twitter more, right, Dave? Like you were saying earlier.
Yeah, I'm baffled for the length of the show, whether we've done the show for almost 4 years. The one thing that lingers on as far as being baffled is you would think that knowing Kyle, that we've known Kyle for a long time. And you would think that Kyle would be eating up Twitter. He would be like the ultimate Twitter head, or I don't know what a fan of Twitter is, but you would think that Kyle would be the guy on Twitter.
Yeah, it seems like a natural fit. It really does. It's like Brian.
I'm actually thinking of taking TikTok by storm instead.
All right.
I'm gonna be a TikTok mogul where I can get the sound bites out orally versus in print. More umph to it. Dave, nobody's known me as long as you on the show. Dave's known me since I was a wee lad.
Yeah. And what's funny about Kyle is I'm like 8 years older than Kyle. So what's funny is I was working at the time that our two sisters knew each other and were close friends. And I knew of Kyle, but obviously I didn't hang out with Kyle. I think you were 8 and I was 16. In that neighborhood. So what's funny is Kyle was actually borrowing my Atari games. I love Atari 2600, and games. So does Kyle. And so he was borrowing games of mine while I was working at, of all places, Burger King. And so I didn't get a chance to really know Kyle very well. And then fast forward to many years, and I would hear Kyle Barber, and I was like, the only Kyle Barber I know is from Williamston, but he says he's from LaGrange. And then we actually talked on the phone and realized, well, before, you know, when we were starting the show, that that's Kyle from Kyle from LaGrange is Kyle Barber, originally from Martin County. So it's just funny how it's a small world.
Yeah, Dave's right. His sister used to come over and hang out with my sister, and I knew Dave. I'd met him a couple of times, and his sister would always bring me different Atari games. They've had a bigger Atari collection than at the time. Not now. And I remember repeatedly I would get her to bring Pitfall 2, Q Hubert and Burger Time. Those were the three I would borrow over and over again.
Hey, guys, we have an update from Brett McMurphy as of here just under 20 minutes ago at 11:37. He tweeted, "Sun Bowl as of late Sunday night, still trying to find an opponent for Washington State and should have an update within 24 hours, a source told the Action Network HQ on Twitter. Said Washington State arrived in El Paso this afternoon and Miami withdrew from the game just a few hours later and kickoff scheduled for noon Eastern on Friday."
Tweeted McMurphy that East Carolina's been invited and so far has not accepted the invitation. This is ridiculous. Pirate Nation, John Gilbert doesn't have social media. Email him, tweet Ryan Robinson, get it posted out on Facebook, get it out everywhere that we can go to the Sun Bowl. But right now, because of the bottom line, it comes down to this, and I'll say it before and I'll say it, it takes effort. It's going to take effort, and any extra effort seems to be something that's impossible for this administration. Not the coaching staff, the administration. Anything that requires extra effort seems to be an impossibility for this administration.
Like Nike, let's do it. Let's go for it. Let's get her done. And, you know, guys, think about we're talking about exposure for the program. And another thing, by the way, I failed to mention, we've been over an hour in the show. I was going to say this at the beginning of the show and just realized I forgot. You want to talk about John Gilbert, you want 15,000 or more season tickets sold? Think about if you don't make this opportunity. You can forget about you won't even have anywhere close to 15,000 season tickets. This is a perfect opportunity now.
Go down swinging. I mean, you have the chance to earn so much favor with Pirate Nation here. If they know you're doing everything you can to earn another opportunity that's so well deserved for this football program, even if it doesn't come to fruition, that if they know you did everything, left no stone unturned, and did everything within your power to try to see it through, then Pirate Nation, I think, would really step up and recognize that.
Can I get the three of you to go along with me in saying that if we receive the invitation and we accept the invitation to the Sun Bowl tomorrow, if we get a bigger surprise tomorrow as we did today, except in a good way, can I get the three? Well, Matt, it would be silly for you to buy season tickets. Bubba, Dave, can I get both of you to go ahead and agree along with me tomorrow? Huh?
I'll donate a pair. How about that?
Okay, all right. Well, let's go ahead and pay that deposit. The $100 deposit they're asking people to go ahead and pay in advance. I'll do it tomorrow. If we get that Sun Bowl invitation, yes, we'll do it tomorrow.
I'll do the season ticket deposit tomorrow, and I'll double the Pirate Club contribution.
Yes, there you go.
And by the way, guys, a Terry Holland idea. There were people that mentioned earlier. I forgot to mention. We had a comment about expenses go, that would people buy virtual tickets to help pay for the cost of going to El Paso.
Yeah, you're getting your refund from your military bowl. Why not? Well, why not? Hey, forget a virtual ticket. Let's donate some tickets to some kids down in El Paso.
Exactly. Empire Nation, their fans, I'm sure, across the country that we have friends. Neil Punt, there's a lot of people that they're in. You think about that area that he's in, obviously, way away. He's in the Metroplex here in Dallas Fort Worth.
Well, if you got 10,000 people that bought tickets to the military bowl, okay, and those tickets were anywhere between $40 and $200 a piece, roughly, you got 10,000 people that bought them, $5,200 through the Pirate Club, and then another we're assuming around 5,000 sold through the military bowl website, and everybody gets their refunds. If everybody takes that refund and then turns around and gives it to East Carolina to pay for expenses to the bowl game. Do that It'll math right doing, there.
Yes.
Yeah. Do that math right there. So, I mean, you know what? But I'm going to keep my money. If we don't go to the Independence Bowl, when I get my refund back from the Military Bowl or Independence Bowl.
We'll go to the Sun Bowl. Forget the Sun Bowl. Kyle's on to the Independence Bowl. He said,
that's right.
El Paso, I want to go to Shreveport.
The Peach Bowl. Let's go to
the Sun. If we don't go to the Sun Bowl, I'm keeping my Military Bowl money. I guarantee you that. So,
hey, Matt, if we don't go to the Rose Bowl, then I'm not going to donate.
No, I'm going to donate. I'm going to donate to the Pirate Club. no matter what.
I'm
but
holding out.
Any extra, ain't happening. It's going to be the standard donation, buying season tickets, and going on about my business. Because you've shown me you're not going to put forth any extra effort. Why should we? Why should I? Attitude reflects leadership. Why should I put forth an extra effort if you're not? If it's too hard for you to go through these logistics, why should I put forth? I'm not a rich man. I'm not a wealthy man. I'm as blue collar as it gets. Logistically, it's tough for me to come up with the extra money to donate to the Pirate Club, but I do it. So if it's too hard for you to go the extra mile, then why should I go the extra mile? Attitude reflects leadership. You want a good attitude from Pirate Nation. You want us to go the extra mile. You want us to give more. Then you need to do the same thing, John Gilbert.
Exactly. And it's a critical time. This is you can't emphasize it anymore. This is a critical time for John Gilbert. He has a chance to really endear himself to Pirate Nation or to really turn us off in a way that he's not going to recover from. Listen, did he speak too soon today? Yeah, no question he did. Does he have an opportunity to potentially fix this? Yes, he does. And all will be forgiven if you go out and make it happen. But like Bubba said, Bubba used the I like what Bubba said about, you know, you go down swinging. Always go down swinging. Don't go down without a fight, because you will kill yourself here.
No question about it, guys. If you think about it, that's why he's getting paid a lot of money. And there's no reason to pay you money if you're not going to
make these kind of decisions. It is laziness. Unless those boys don't want to play football, it is pure laziness. When you hear somebody say logistics, that just means you don't want to take the time to figure it out. Well, figure it out, dude. That's why we pay you $500,000 a year. Do your damn job. We have an opportunity to go play in the Sun Bowl. Go play in the Sun Bowl. You can be a hero here. Right now, everybody, you know, all the hate and vitriol and venom will go towards Boston College. Not only will all be forgiven, like Matt said, hell, people are like, good job, John. You got us in the Sun Bowl. This is a great thing. This is a great thing. I mean,
exactly, Kyle. Exactly.
I can guarantee you this. If Terry Holland was still around, we'd be playing in the Sun Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would have never said that we're going to pack it in and going home. We're going to take our marbles and go home, especially when, guys, we're just talking about that. This fan base is so passionate about sports, but this particular one is the marquee sport. And Gilbert, you know, he's made it pretty clear how much he loves football. So if you love football this much, then show how much you love football by making it happen.
Yeah, no doubt. And Dave, you know, we're tomorrow night, we're going to be talking. The four of us are going to be talking, and somebody will have accepted the invitation to the Sun Bowl. And how painful would it be if we actually had that opportunity, we passed on it, and then we see, like, I'm just throwing out a random team, guys, but we see Purdue go, you know what I'm saying? That
Illinois.
Would be painful. That would be painful to see that happen. So somebody's going to take advantage of it. 5-7 team. Right. Somebody will take advantage.
It's not like we're 5-7. You know, a 5-7 team can basically get a chance of a lifetime to play in a huge bowl. A much bigger bowl, much bigger payout on national television, like we said, on CBS, not CBS Sports, on CBS. I mean, that's just amazing that you would not even, you would have to, why would you even think about that? That's a no-brainer.
I cannot imagine a better way. Well, I can, but there's very few better ways I can manage spending my New Year's Eve than watching East Carolina play in the Sun Bowl on CBS.
Yeah, so we're going to keep our – obviously, folks, we'll keep our eyes and ears open. This is a story that we just found out just a little bit ago. Some of you are just joining us, so it's a fluid situation where we're just hearing about where the Sun Bowl, obviously looking for a Miami opted out, so they're looking for an opponent. Washington State is there, and they don't have
an
opponent.
And they want the Pirates. They want the Pirates. And apparently, as we sit here – at 12:06 a.m. on the 27th, so far we have not accepted the invitation.
So we'll see. We're trying to be fair to Gilbert. He has an opportunity to accept it. And if we find that we still are not going to play a game, then that's that's where we're going to be even more, more than disappointed, more than frustrated, more than hurt. We're definitely going to be very upset that we're not playing in a bowl, especially when it's an upgrade. This is a huge upgrade, guys. It's not like going from the Rose Bowl.
And it shouldn't be this. This should not be, Dave, a situation where it's even about John Gilbert. All our hate right now should be towards Boston College. Yet, because of the way it was handled today and him immediately saying the season's over and we're not going to look at playing another bowl, and now we know we have an opportunity to play in the Sun Bowl. You know what? And things change. The Sun Bowl was not open when he made that statement. So, you know, things change. So, John, you can go back on what you said. You weren't going to pursue another situation. Well, you didn't pursue this. This situation pursued you. And when you have an opportunity, when an opportunity falls in your lap, take it. Take it.
We can make it happen. We're East Carolina University. We're not small time. I want our leaders to be big time, and big time leaders make it happen. So no matter how hard it is, we have plenty of time to make it happen in a few days. We can turn it around. Nobody said it was easy. Nobody's making light of the situation.
And we got to look, and here's just another thing. We got to watch Wake Forest play. We got to watch Carolina play. We got to watch NC State play, all in their bowl games. Meanwhile, the Pirates, again, don't get to play in a bowl. Or we could be playing in a bigger bowl than all of them, with the exception of Wake Forest, and be playing on New Year's Eve in the Sun Bowl. I guess you could argue the Holiday Bowl is just as big, but that's semantics. We could be playing on New Year's Eve in the Sun Bowl against Washington State, or we can be home twiddling our thumbs, cooking our black-eyed peas and collards. Matt, maybe don't get that reference. But, you know.
We'll still wait for my pecan pie, Kyle. I didn't get it.
Well, you know what? You know what? We had a whole pecan pie for you, Matt, and because of the and I'm not joking, because of the military bowl being canceled, you don't get that.
That's the reason to be upset. That's why Matt's really upset. It's not about the gas money he was going to be losing out on or anything. It's because he won't get the pecan pie, pecan pie. I can tell that the hurt on look on your face, Matt. I can see how really frustrated, hurt you are that you're not going to get that pecan pie.
Very disappointed. You know, we talked this up. Coach Minter, you know, he talked it up on the show last week. Kyle's wife, I believe, worked very hard on cooking that pie.
Yeah, she did. Just another layer of hurt to add to all this. No pecan pie for Matt. It's just another layer to this. There's so many layers. It's like an onion. As you peel it back, there's more and more layers to it.
And, guys, we also have Axel is saying, is that Bernie Olivas is saying that some 5-7 teams have already turned down, I guess, the Sun Bowl, or turned down their opportunity. So there you go, ECU.
Well, you know, I just don't. This isn't a situation where some 5-7 teams, you know, they haven't been practicing. We've been practicing. We're ready. We're game ready. It's not like we haven't been practicing. Get some. They're gonna. Washington State would have just as much of an opportunity to prepare for us as we do for them. It's not like we'd be at some big disadvantage. It's not like Washington State knew they were playing East Carolina 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. And you know, whatever system, I haven't watched much of Washington State this year. I don't know if they're still running that up-tempo system like they were under Leach. But whatever system they're running, it's late in the year. There's not much our players and coaches haven't seen yet. We can adjust quickly. We can make it happen. Exactly. So once again, it's just in this case, we need to be problem solvers and figure out a solution, as opposed to finding roadblocks like logistics.
Yeah, a shout out to Axel. Axel let us know that Bernie Olivas is the Sun Bowl director. So he would obviously, big time, he would know that the 5-7 teams are turning down the opportunity where we can actually make it happen. I know Bubba is working, guys. Bubba is working really hard behind the scenes. And I know a lot of people that listen and watch our show, whether it's live or archive, know how hard Bubba works. I want to give him a shout out. He's working hard, multitasking as usual, as we're doing the show. So Bubba, Man, you're
Bernie.
Awesome,
let's get Bernie on. Bernie, come on right now. Bernie, we're live, baby. Let's see if we can get Bernie to come on right now and stir things up even more. Let's see if we can make this happen and get the Pirates in El Paso.
Let's do it. I mean, guys, think about that.
Down in El Paso.
Hey, we could have gone to the Fenway Bowl, but no. Mm-hmm. We're gonna. No offense to you. We love you, Matt, but think about El Paso. It's not going to be cold. Yeah, it would be in our favor to play at that game, too. So that's another
I would have been fine with the Fenway Bowl. Was that ever an opportunity for us to go play SMU in the Fenway Bowl? I would have been fine with that, too.
No. I'm not saying I would turn it down. I'm just saying El Paso late December is a lot better than Fenway. Don't you think, Matt?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about it. You know, I'll take that warm weather all day long. I'm actually, you know, I'm going skiing. I'm going up to Vermont for the next few days. But I don't know. There might be a direct flight from Boston to El Paso. So you never know.
I don't think anybody's expecting anybody who gets the invitation at this point to send fans. You know, I don't think this is what this is about. We're not going to have a ticket a lot, but we're going to have to sell. This is just about getting the game played.
Yeah, Richard's right. The momentum of all us playing in a bowl game will definitely carry over to next season. That's for true. I mean, Richard, like I said, you want to talk about season tickets. You want to talk about fundraising. Can you imagine, guys, if we win the Sun Bowl, we're Sun Bowl champions over Washington State.
Oh, man.
This fan base will go out. I mean, come on, Gilbert. I mean, we're not being negative to you. We're saying this is a chance of a lifetime as athletic director to step up, make it happen. And then, of course, I understand the equipment truck is a big deal, but don't you guys think there's a way you can get that equipment there to El Paso between now and Friday? Well,
apparently we just need another driver. It's not that hard. Like I said, we play back-to-back away games. It's not that hard. It just ain't. It ain't that hard. I mean, let's go. I mean, has anybody got any trucker friends? Get them on the phone. I mean, it's
hey, I tell you what, right now there's
Bubba, does Stacy still have her CDLs? Wait a minute, Bubba. Bubba, you drive CDLs. A school bus. Do you got your CDLs? Bubba!
I was thinking about that. No, I was thinking about it earlier. CDL, you get CDL.
It's a different type Bubba. Of CDL.
Oh, you got class. You got class B instead of class A.
I got class B.
Yeah, you need class A. Commercial driver.
Hey, how about this? How about one of the best guys in all of racing from Solid Rock Carriers, LaGrange, North Carolina, Kurt Ipock? Can we get somebody else, Kurt, on the line? Help us out. Take our equipment.
Well, I'm in LaGrange. I'll get Kurt.
He's awesome. What a great dude.
Truck is no issue. Justin's a trucker. There you go. Justin's a trucker. He said he's going to jump on it and drive it. So there you go.
Now he's part of that, isn't he? Isn't he a part? He drives the truck, I believe, doesn't he?
Is he a part of that?
I think so, yes. They were in Virginia when he earlier in the show when we were talking.
That's the guy. So to Justin, any information you can share on that, please let us know, because that's an important issue. Since, you know, if this is all about logistics, seems like that's a pretty easy one to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, oh man, speaking of truck, now you got me thinking of trucker songs. It's everybody's favorite trucker song.
Eastbound and Down, baby, 100%. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Smokey and the Bandit, come on, guys.
Westbound, watch your bandit run.
The Snowman.
That's right.
That's right, it would be Westbound, but you know the song. Hey, we'll take a whole bunch of Coors.
Westbound and Down, loaded up in truck.
Hey, Matt, let's take a whole bunch of Coors. We'll take Coors out there to El Paso. We'll have a good time.
Absolutely, man, absolutely.
Where Teddy Bear by Red Sovine.
Breaker 1-9.
Teddy Bear by Red Sovine. Anybody? Anybody know that song?
Mm-mm. Hey, Alan Bix says 6 days on the road. Absolutely. Dave Dudley.
Nobody knows Teddy Bear by Red Sovine?
Yes, I do know it. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then damn it, answer me when I say it the first time.
It's a
horrible song.
It's a novelty song.
It's horrible. See, I crack up every time I hear that song. Every time when that dude goes, "You best believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear," I bust out laughing every time.
Yeah, Craig is right, guys. Hopefully we wake up to some good news. What a great
day. That'd be nice. Wouldn't that be a nice surprise? It ain't gonna happen.
But it'd be nice if it would. I don't know. Can you imagine turning down $2.3 million?
I can, because it takes effort. Anything that takes effort is beyond, it seems to be beyond the capability of this administration.
Hey guys, I was going to ask you this, speaking of earlier in the show, how many phone calls and texts do you think that John Gilbert's got today after this decision from donors?
Who knows? Hopefully, you know, I don't know. He doesn't get on social media. I wonder if he gives his phone number out to anyone.
I would think a lot to answer your question, yep. Dave. I mean, it's a perplexing decision to come out immediately with that statement. It didn't sit right with me right away. I mean, I don't want to be repetitive, but it was a curious decision at that time, knowing the environment and watching this like ever-changing landscape or this bowl environment. You know there's going to be cancellations. So why you would just come out and say we're done doesn't make any sense. So I would think if I was a big-time donor, I'd be in his ear.
Have we posted this on social media? Bubba, have you got this up on Twitter and Facebook that we have an opportunity to play in the Sun Bowl?
Working on it as we speak.
Yeah, he's right, working really hard behind the scenes. That's why you haven't heard from a China man. This will be the opportunity of a lifetime. Obviously, folks, we were going to get off the show here a little bit ago, and then we found Bubba doing his homework as he always does, found that out. And so that opened up a whole new possibility for us. And it may be just a rumor, but I find it hard to believe when it's the people from the Sun Bowl telling us this, that we're finding out.
It's not a rumor. You can go ahead and cash that one in. It's not a rumor. If we want to play in the Sun Bowl, we can. And whatever we need to do, whatever logistically, and again, unless these boys are saying they don't want to play, and just from the guys we heard from, Ryan Jones, Holt Naylor's, I can't imagine that they don't play. I cannot imagine.
All the players want to play, Kyle. That was this afternoon. Between, like you said, it started with Holton, and then we heard personally from Ryan Jones, but the whole team wants to play, so that's not an issue at all. There's not like a division or only a certain amount of players want to play. All the players want to play, so let them play.
Yeah. Hashtag let them play.
I mean, right. We don't have a whole team that are in the transfer portal, NFL bound, all that stuff. We don't have 42 people that we have to worry about, so let them play.
Yeah, we have a group of guys that love football. They love to play the game. They're focused on right now, the present. They're not focused on the NFL and, you know, the combine and all that stuff. I'm sure I'd be shocked if there were more than a handful of guys that didn't want to play in this game.
Yeah, let's do it. No question about it.
Agreed.
Guys, I don't think we got
Texas and Illinois mentioned as potential replacement candidates.
Okay. Well, you know what? We would trump them. Here's the thing. We are bowl eligible. So if we want to play in this game, we can play over them. Any bowl eligible team has to be taken over a 5-7 team. I'm assuming those rules will still apply.
You're correct.
So if we want it, it's ours.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I think everybody.
I can't imagine Texas playing this bowl game. I'm going to be honest with you. If Texas wants to go play in this bowl game at this point, knowing how they are, I would be shocked. So, guys, I don't think we're going to get an invite during the show here. So, we're about ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, I was I'm trying to check in with Bubba real quick as we're behind the scenes. You guys have any final thoughts before we go?
No, just a very disappointing day, very aggravating day. I'm just frustrated as everybody else with what Boston College did to this program, and very frustrated with the decision of John Gilbert to shut things down and say we weren't going to play so fast. You know, an opportunity has presented itself since then. Decisions can be changed just as fast as they were made.
24 hours ago, we thought we were going to play in the Military Bowl. We found out today we weren't. So why not? Let's find out tomorrow that we're playing in the Sun Bowl. Logistically, it's going to take some effort, but you know what? Sometimes you need to put forth some extra effort, and we can get this done. If these players want to play and this coaching staff wants to play, then let's go play in the Sun Bowl. To me, that's the beginning, middle, and end.
All right, what about you, Matt?
I'll certainly agree with that. And, you know, this is the time where we need to figure out a way. We need to be problem solvers. We need to find solutions. We shouldn't be looking for ways out. We should be trying to find a way to play the game. So, you know, I agree with Kyle's comments there. Not really much more I can add to it that I haven't added already in this show. But let's try
look to at that graphic. Get it done. Look at that graphic over there. Isn't that beautiful?
Tony the Tiger.
East Carolina, Washington State. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's do it.
Dave, how about you, Dave?
Yeah, just like you guys said, let's fight hard. Let's be a pirate and fight. I mean, that's what we do. We always have things that are – we always have odds, everything against us. That's what makes East Carolina, East Carolina. This is nothing new that something like this would happen. It's strange. We're not used to having a bowl canceled on us. But as far as adversity, that's who we are. That's what makes being a pirate so great, and every day is great to be a pirate. So even on a day like today, Bubba, do you have anything before we go?
Yeah, just stay tuned to our social media. You know, I urge pirate fans very strongly to take the social media. And like Kyle mentioned earlier, you know, tweet at ECU Athletics, tweet at ECU Pirates FB on the official football account. Do everything you can to let this administration know how much we want the Pirates to play in the Sun Bowl against Washington State. Send emails to John Gilbert and Ryan Robinson. Do everything you can to just voice your opinion.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate all the folks staying up late, and maybe we'll see how if there's any truth. Are we going to accept the invitation to the Sun Bowl? Sun Bowl officials, of course, that'll be on CBS at Friday at high noon. We'll find out for you. And as soon as we find out, of course, we'll tweet it to you. And by the way, folks, you can like our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter at the Sports OBJ. Instagram is at the Sports Objective. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate you. And I usually say good night, but now it's good morning. Go Pirates. Thank you.